We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. About that, as I look out onto empty pews this morning, we seem to be offered a warm welcome to our new normal today from Azariah in our first reading. No prince, prophet, or leader, no church or gathering or Eucharist. There are a couple differences between our situation and his, though. First, Azariah says these words as the authorities are attempting to burn him alive. Truly, okay? Did you hear the opening? Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud. That's not metaphorical, and that's not really us right now. Social distancing and schedule reductions are not pleasant, but they're also not white hot flames. Second difference, Azariah's prayer doesn't just stay there in this what we're missing in this day and age. Know this, know that. We can be reciting this to ourselves. We can be stuck here. Azariah continues for us in our new normal, but with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord. We're being invited to move there, even on this spiritual communion day. Don't believe Azariah, certainly me. Believe St. Patrick. Before supposedly casting out snakes from the Emerald Isle and even more supposedly tripling the world's drink order today, Patrick was a slave. The 16-year-old British citizen was captured and taken to Ireland. After 6 years, a slave escaped. And then, 20 years later, as a bishop now, chose to return to the land of his enslavement, to Ireland. I was familiar with that remarkable journey. What I wasn't, though, was St. Patrick's writing, his Confessio. Google that if you're looking for something today. Echoing Azariah and urging us forward, Patrick will conclude us on words of his enslavement, a time of restraints and of conversion. He writes, "I cannot be silent, nor would it be good to do so, about such great blessings and such a great gift that the Lord so kindly bestowed on me in the land of my captivity. This is how we can repay such blessings. When our lives change and we come to know God, to praise and bear witness to his great wonders before every nation under heaven."